Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues in the upcoming November election. Do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs, sir?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Okay, and are you Democrat, Republican, Independent, or not affiliated with either party?
Republican.
Republican. All right, thank you. All right, overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
Not so good, okay. All right, and is your opinion of Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, or neutral, or negative?
Negative.
Negative. Okay, sir, and how would you rate the overall quality of, you know, or conditions of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Good, okay. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The first one says the city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The second one says the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. Or the third, no repairs or fixes have been made, you know, and they are in bad condition.
Second one.
Okay. Thank you. And how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay, you know, as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat too high, about right, or a bit too low?
Much too high.
Much too high. Okay. All right, sir. And as you may know, as you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local, you know, the 1/2 cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repairs. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options, okay? The first one says option one. Would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 0.5 cent of a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well to cover cost of replacing deteriorating water and sewage pipes under the street when a full replacement of the street is needed? Would you vote yes or no on this option?
No.
No? Okay. All right. And option two says, would you vote yes or no to renew the, you know, 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent or total 3/4 cent, 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years? Would you vote yes or no on this one?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, in the option three, would you vote yes or no to continue the 1/2 cent sales tax for the next 20 years to fund, you know, fund city streets and road maintenance?
No.
No, okay. All right, thank you. All right, sir, next, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Okay, the opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts, you know, forth this November might make. The statement says this, okay, taxes are too high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Okay. All right, sir, and lastly, okay, here are a few statements that supporters of a local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make, okay? Please rate each as very persuasive reason to vote yes on the sales tax ballot, or somewhat persuasive or not at all persuasive, okay, at all. Here's the first one. A significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs Road is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive?
Not at all.
Okay, Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, the City Public Works Department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all persuasive?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, the voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax. The future cost of replacing aging, leaking water and sewage pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills into the sales tax, where the cost, you know, is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drives on our streets. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Okay, 100% of the money raised by the street sales tax goes towards maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted into other uses. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not?
No.
Okay, unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is a very little money from the state and federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to local community to take care of itself. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Somewhat persuasive. Okay. The full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do a roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once, so that when streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewage pipes underneath, some which are, you know, 70 years old, can be also replaced. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat, or not?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, so what? All right, sir, since the cost of construction materials for road repair is up significantly since voters last approved the 0.5% tax nearly 20 years ago, a 0.25 cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate money, the money to keep, you know, pace on the, and ensure all needed maintenance repairs projects can get done. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all persuasive?
Not at all.
All right, voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street in the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger proportion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Not.
Okay, the last one says, voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 0.5 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all persuasive?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir. Having heard all this information on both sides, okay, how would you vote? Would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? The first option is to renew the 0.5 cent sales tax and add an additional 0.5 cent of total 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as to cover costs replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as to cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewage pipes under the streets and when a full replacement of the streets is needed. Would you vote yes or no on this option?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. And option two, you know, to renew the 0.5 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 cents, 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance for surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as to cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. Would you vote yes or no on that one?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, in option three, to continue that 0.5% sales tax for the next 20 years, you know, the fund, city, street, and road maintenance. Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get, you know, the money up front to speed up the road repair and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay. All right, and just for qualification purpose of the survey, what is your gender, male or female?
Male.
Okay, thank you. And could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
55 to 64.
Okay. All right, sir, and how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? Would you say 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, or more than 30 years?
Twenty-one years I've lived here.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. And, do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Rent.
Rent. Okay. All right, sir. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.